AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What a glorious day it is today, Monday night. You know, it's after a derby win. What are we going to be talking about other than the actual derby? We're going to talk about the FC Super, obviously. The event that we had yesterday at Chocharo's. I got Stevie P, got myself. Guys, there's too much excitement. And you know what? A derby win is a derby win. You want to talk about...
Oh, but you guys only took 3 shots on goal. And we got Fuck so him. Many... We got so many posts and, you know, everything went against Fuck us. Him. And okay. So, as CVP says, fuck him. And on that note, let's get the show on the road.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, Stevie P, Vinny T, a derby win. And guys, even though you're last in the Scudetto race, first in the Scudetto, a derby win is a derby win. Guys, I'm going to start off, I want to start off with a little clip. And Stevie P, I want you to explain to me what was going through your head, guys, because I'm going to take you through what went through. So here we go. So basically, hold on. Let me go back. Right now, we're at the bar. Where's your Charles? We see the Popovic foot on top of. Guys, we're all stressed out. We're all stressed out. And we're waiting. We're waiting. And at this point, guys, I look back. At this point, guys, I look back at Stevie P. Steve, you have a chair up in the wall. Like you're those guys from Las Vegas with the lions, and you're trying to fight off a lion over there with a chair, and you're swinging a chair at Chocharo's. Please explain to me what was going through your head.
Yeah, moment of rage, knocked my 12-year-old son off a chair, picked it up, and didn't know what I was going to do with it. I had a moment of madness. It was like Will Ferrell in Old School. You could have asked me anything in that moment, I would have probably answered. It was just pure euphoria for me because, you know, we'll get to it later in the show. Not a just penalty and really something to talk about later on. But for me, guys, it was pure joy when he stopped that penalty shot. Pure joy.
Guys, in the end, thank you to everybody that came out to Chocharo's yesterday. We had the FC Supra, Rocco Placentino, and the rest of his crew. We had, look at the guys, you know what? He made sure, Stevie P, did you see that he gave us the red lanyards for the Milanistas and the 3 Interistas that were there? And thank you to Francis. Thank you to Marco that were there, you know, in good spirit, and they came and watched the game with us. What a great event that we had. And thank you to FC Supra to showing up there and just being part of the show. What a great afternoon we had.
Great afternoon. Fantastic, guys. Local soccer club, which is FC Supra, that's going to be starting in 2026. I am the winner. The winner, Paul Rocco Presidente. We clip this. We send it straight to the Supra. I am the winner of the derby bet. Rocco will be wearing a vintage pitch Inter sweater. I'm going to give him the Inter sweater just because I want him to wear it. And the board is going to say, I lost the Derby della Madonnina. Roast me. Roast. We're going to post to roast. We're starting it, baby. Yes, sir. Like, who is he? Dusty Rhodes, the polka dot guy.
Woo!
Woo! The million-dollar dream. Yes, sir. Dusty Rhodes, Rocco Placentino. We're going to post to roast soon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get him the T-shirt, and it's post to roast time. I lost the Derby della Madonnina. That's the sign that he's going to be holding up, people. And you go roast. Don't be mean. be extra mean. Let's go.
I love it. Even Faz in the comments. Faz, what a great crowd. But our president didn't take a microphone and start chanting, Chalanoglu Filip di Putana. I saw the video. I saw the video, Faz. I love you, buddy. I love you. But whether it be in New York and Philadelphia, Toronto, Montreal, Philly, guys, I'm sure you had all a great time. And guys, in the end, a derby win is a derby win. Let's go straight to our, you know, we dedicated
this thumbnail. Before we go straight into what do the people need to do if they want to tune into Milan Weekly Podcast.
Scusate. Guys, what do you need to do? You need to hit the like button, the subscribe, la campana, Stevie P. You got to hit la campana. It's going to tell you when we're going to be on, because right now we have a game on Saturday, Milan-Lazio on Saturday. Are we going to do a Sunday episode? Are we going to do a Monday episode? Me and Jan, we don't know, but you got to subscribe. Patreon, everything there. Vintage pitch at, even in the comments, CVP, a couple of guys won the vintage pitch. We drew us some nice t-shirts. Even Juventino was over there.
Allora, con il Juventino adesso hanno preso la bella maglietta con come Spalletti. Allora,
but Nick was there, but he enjoyed himself, did he not?
Yeah, there was Carmelo from Evangelista representing Juventus as well with his son Massimo and Fabio, you know, with Gianfranco, three players that play for La Squadra Polillo. Guys, it's one and for all, guys. You know, it's Milan Club Montreal, but we invite everybody. It was great to have a viewing party. We understand everybody's busy. Everybody has commitments. Everybody has things that they need to do. But when we show up in class. For the Mania Masterclass. Vinny, let's get into it, baby, because I'm pumped.
Guys, let's start off, man. Our thumbnail was dedicated to him. And Steve, you know, sometimes when you're watching a game and you have your emotions and you're with the crowd, and for once, like, we're such a big crowd, and I'm rewatching and I'm looking back at this game. This game was Magic Mike 1. Inter 0. And I know we've been critical of him at times, right? But looking at the Lautaro save, Turam in the second minute, forget the penalty save, but Magic Mike fucking stood on his head. And you can talk about all the, we had possession, we had more shots on goal, and Inter was the better team. Nobody gives a fuck. In the end, 0-1, as they would say in Italia, 0-1 in Milan. Steve, take me through your emotions of this game itself and being such a great crowd at Chicharro's yesterday.
Again, like I said in the beginning, guys, you know, we've mentioned it multiple times. There's the season and then there's the derby. It's very important, you know, to have a performance. And, you know, when Milan wins, it really brings out the joy in everybody. You see everybody hugging. You see everybody, you know, screaming. It's just amazing to see. Imagine, and we're on this side of the Atlantic. So I could just imagine there. In terms of the performance, you know, we're going to talk about it, and we might as well get it out of the way. You know, check out the post that's in the chat, guys. It's the poll that we're running. You know, the question to all you guys, and I'll give you my answer right after this, was this Mike Maignan's legacy performance for Milan? You know, vote. There's a couple of options there, guys, and we'll talk about it later, the results of that poll later on. Guys, for me, this is a legacy performance. This is Mike Maignan really showing that he's 40 classe in terms of, like, not only for Serie A, but it's to put him on the radar even of other teams. Like, I'm pretty sure this type of performance, you know, Chelsea biting their lip, you know, over the summer wanting to sign Mike Maignan, he needs to get the recognition. Now, this is a bit on Serie A where, you know, we live a bit in the shadows due to the dinosaur marketing mentality. But people need to understand what Mike Maignan did in this game. The stakes are even much higher than they usually are with a regular game. And he pulled save after save after save. And not only that, he also saves a PK for Steve, me. This is legacy.
Steve, you know what? If you look back at the highlights and you look back at the stats, this is a Mike Maignan win. And, you know, in the derbies, I saw our friends Nima and Carlo talking about, like, you know, how good he's been in these derbies. But in the end, you want to talk about 35% possession. We had the 12. Fuck you. Fuck you. We won this one, right? Guys, how sweet was this derby win to you guys in the comments? I know that around the world, you know, there was Fabio that was on the watch along on CBS Sports, shared a couple of videos. I loved it. But in the end, Steve, Mike has to be the man of the match. I know we're going to try to pick one, you know, other than Mike, but wow, especially in that penalty shots. It's like, and the way he did it, Steve, the way he did it, just like pointing at Çalhanoğlu. Yeah, he just go on that side. And he was just, you know, fucking up with his mind. I just love it. And in the end, Steve, we could have been in 17th place, 18th place, like Fiorentina right now. I know we'd still be pissed off, but a derby win is a derby win, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we need to go and we need to actually, you know, we need to talk about what happened, right? So
let's go there.
Guys, Milan, this is what Milan wanted to do, you know, and Vinny's saying it, the possession, the shots on goal. Well, obviously, guys, we've never hit it that Inter on paper is the better team. And I'm going to continue to say that because it's actually true. And the thing is that Milan needs to absorb pressure. You understand? And then Milan absorbed the pressure and learned how to suffer. And then if we go to it, it's a calamity of errors that leads to Milan's goal, right? Because, yes, we'll talk about the post and so on and so forth. But, you know, for as much, I think it was Marco, he's someone that I follow on Instagram, he put it up right. You know, we do shit on Fofana quite a bit. Not only us, but all of Milan has shat on Fofana. But on that goal, he really does his job. His job is to recuperate balls and to dish them out properly so that we can counter, and that's exactly what Milan did.
And I know Çalhanoğlu lost the ball there, and like this morning at the bar, Tony was just like, yeah, but how many balls are lost in a game? I'm like, not all balls lost go to a goal, but, you know, you want to talk about Fofana, and this is the beauty of rewatching these highlights because you're in that motion. Steve, that time that he had that clear shot on goal and he had Pulisic and fucking Leao on his left that he could have very easily passed, right? Do you forgive him for that because of how... Because we didn't hear his name, Steve. When you don't hear... You're the first one to say, when you don't hear a player's name during a game, right? Ha fatto bene. But that particular... Guys, if you go take back a look at it, he's got the ball on the right-hand side of the goal. He's got Leao and Pulisic completely open in front of goal, and he decides to take a shot. Do you forgive him for something like that?
Again, those are things that they have to work out on their own there. He's someone who we see from time to time he has the vision. From time to time he's blind as a bat, right? And this is the time that he's blind as a bat. Now, guys, don't get me wrong. The 1-0 win does camouflage a lot of stuff. Like Milan was surviving in this game. We were not controlling.
No. First 20 minutes, you're right. 25 minutes even.
We were not controlling. And this is the scary part about that is, yes, this team seems to, you know, now with Allegri and his tutelage, seems to be able to have a lot of willpower when it comes to suffering. But again, we're half an inch.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's a way of being 1-0 or 2-0 down. I don't know if this is sustainable much longer. We need to find a way to suffer a little bit less, right? And I found that when Milan did have possession sometimes, what we would do is we would get into their final third, and you know, we were again starting to cross that ball, and you know, that's just not our game. We have no one in that box at this moment who can get ahead on things unless we start creating set pieces or, you know, plays from, you know, like dead ball plays where we can actually create something. Milan needs to find an attack. And in this game, for me, Milan was surviving for quite some time. Even after we went up 1-0, they were surviving.
You know, and let's not take anything away from Inter. Inter, to me, is still like the best team in Serie A. And, you know, Thuram, what do you think of Thuram's comments saying that Milan counterattacks the way Real Madrid would counterattack, right? And you're looking at the stats of today's game. That's what it was, like a whole counterattack and the way we and guys, let's be honest, it's not like we missed 75 chances here, right? Let's call a spade on this one. What do you take from his comments of that? And is this the Allegri ball? We used to make fun of it at Juve, Steve, right? Like in the end, but we were still honest in his, like, he's still winning these 1-0 games.
Again, we made fun of it at Juve because I don't think he had the players to play this type of game. You know, when Leao starts on the counter, Leao starts on the counter and he's fast. Juve were never a team that would be able to counter this quickly, this instantaneous, right? Like in three passes, we were already, you know, Salamakers on the right wing when he actually mishit his shot. Those are things that a countering attack team that Allegri wants to play. And again, this is chosen. And that's what I have trouble when I'm speaking with Interisti, that again, not to insult him, don't understand the game, is that this is something that he wants to do. We want to suffer at a certain point, but not at this magnitude. Like this against a team that's firing at all cylinders is a very, very dangerous game to play. We need to be able to have moments where we suffer, not entire halves where we suffer. So I get the tactics about it. I get what he wants to do, but we have to be more clinical. There's a couple of times that Leao is leading this counterattack, and unfortunately in the final third, we don't even get a shot off. So for those types of players, they need to learn that, you know, it's a shot off, it's a corner, it's something that slows down and relieves us from the pressure. It's not always a goal. We would love to take a goal. Like this goal, the Milan needed that second goal in this game.
Yeah.
Because whether we like it or not, and it's not to be negative, the correct result of this game was a 1-1 draw. Too bad, but the correct result for this game is a 1-1 draw, right? So look, too bad. In the end, it's too bad. That's how you sum it up. But Milan needs to be more clinical in front of goal in the final third.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about the refereeing of this game, Steve. And I know we're the kind of guys that win or lose, we're going to try to nitpick it as much as we can. Do you think, would it be the pulling of the hair of a guys, he didn't do it on purpose, the pulling of the hair. Non l'ha fatta post. Martinez, la gomitata. The penalty. Where do you rate this refereeing? And I know we have a Patreon question after, but Steve, at one point, these could have went against us, right? Where do you rate? Because at one point, Steve, I felt this like, okay, he's letting them play. It's like, I don't want to take over the game. At one point, that's what I was thinking. But in the end, I'm looking at these fouls, and the penalty. Let's be honest, we're going to talk about the penalty after, right? But la gomita de Martinez, the whether it be that one, whether it be the pulling the hair, I didn't do it on purpose, not even meriting a card. Do you put that in the let these guys play? Or is it like bad refereeing?
I think he was good up until the VAR, to be honest. Mm. For me, I like to see them play. I don't like to see a lot of the theatrics. I know that there's an art to it and there's a time. And, you know, for me, Milan, in the last moments of this game, used it to their advantage, right? So for me, making them play is it creates a flow. It creates a beauty about this game. Now, entertaining or not, guys, you know, I heard a lot. You know, I went to the bar today too as well. I listened to, you know, not entertaining. I wasn't entertained. Guys, but the Serie A is not the EPL in terms of all the bright lights and the thing. I'd rather take a game like this at 0-1. And again, this is being biased as well because Milan wins and is in this game. But regardless of the result, it was something that, you know, one team was obviously attacking, one team was defending. And that's the beauty of calcio, is that it's surgically programmed to be a mind game. This was a mind game. This is what I'm going to do. Try to break me. And I'm sorry, I'm sick. That's why I'm coughing.
So that mind game, like, yeah, all this performance, would it be even like Kivu stopping Rabiot? I think the penalty, you know what? Let's get into it, Steve. Let's get into it, the penalty.
Because it's the penalty. It's the penalty. This is what I was going to say. The penalty is the problem. It's not a penalty. It is not a penalty. But hard stop.
We've seen it.
Hard stop. Hard stop. Okay, fine. You're not understanding. You're not understanding. This is not a penalty. It should never be a penalty. It should be out of the game. Out of the game. And if a ref doesn't understand the moment where he's gone a full X number of minutes making them play and then not calling this play, no one even put up a hand except for Thuram, who was punching the floor.
Yeah, he was dead. He was dead.
Punching the floor, theatrics, you know, for what? Pavlovic takes a step. That's what it is. In the end, in super slow motion, it looks like he's crushing every toe in his foot. But in reality, guys, if we're not going to make these defenders defend, then stop playing calcio.
Steve, we've seen it.
You have to make me finish. You have to make me finish. I don't care if we saw it. Because even for me, I would be against the penalty of that. Because we are killing the game of calcio. We are killing it. They are killing it. They need to understand what is the moment of that game. Do you know how important that moment is? If it's a bone-crushing tackle, if it's like I'm pulling you down by the neck of your jersey and you cannot get your cross off, by all means, yes, it's in the box. Let's go. But we have to stop with these ridiculous handballs. We have to stop with these ridiculous, I put my foot on your foot. The theatrics in the box, it has to stop. It has to stop because we're going to lose the art of defending. Defenders will not want to defend anymore. We have to cut off their arms already. Now, after the Pavlovic foul, do we have to start cutting off their feet? Because if we reach that point, Vinny, it's time that we just stop playing and we play flag football. This is like football players that play tackle football. Let's play flag football because it's too dangerous. It's enough. It has to stop.
Hopefully so. Steve P, it's been a wonderful after day of derby. Always fantastic when we win one. Getting the Interista tears. Steve, other than Magic Mike, other than Pulisic, because it would be easy to pick like a man of the match, who to you, right, would be, let's go with a dark horse to you, this team. Pulisic aside, Magna aside. Would you go with Salamakers? Would you go with, who's your
Luka Modric. Luka Modric is 40 years old and he plays 90 minutes game in and game out. He's been at El Clasico. He's got his feet wet in the Derby della Madonnina. Oli Oxenfree, as an honorable mention for Rabiot, I have to say as well, yes. But for me, guys, Modric has a game of in silence as like a secret agent. Every touch, every goddamn pass, every interception was done with clinical execution. And guys, the big thing is he's 40 years old.
Wow. You know, I didn't mention the super chats are on. Even the sticker, Steve. Did you hear about the stickers? You know about the stickers on the YouTube?
Now we know.
Adrian, thank you so very much. $50 super chat. If that's American, Steve, that's at least like $350 Canadian. Thank you so very much. Saying cupcake penalty guy, Magna, resign. Yeah, we need to resign him. We need to resign him. And a lot of people are saying that we're not going to be able to resign him. But hey, the power of Allegri, the power of this team, let's go. We'll see where we go from there. Stevie P, before we go into Serie A this week, how do we keep this rolling against Lazio, man? Talk to me. Like Lazio just came off with a 2-0 win. We're going to be talking about it in the football segment, but this is a Saturday game, right? I know we're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to be live on Monday. We're probably going to do maybe a show on Saturday night or Sunday. How do we take this and move it towards Saturday against Lazio?
This has to be the same type of intensity. I think that, you know, we suffered against Inter. I think we'll suffer less against Lazio. But for me, it's clinical and goal. For them to be successful against Lazio and for, you know, watching, you know, and please, guys, check out our friend, local Montreal guy, Biagio, and his channel. He has a Lazio channel. We might do something together. We'll give you more news during the week. But, guys, Lazio plays a very, very defensive game. You know, Biagio himself has critiqued them on multiple occasions where they're still getting points, but it's boring as fuck. So they're going to try that same tactic that we just tried against Inter, right? And these are the games that Milan has trouble with where someone sits back and we have to break them down. For Milan, it's going to be very crucial that they're clinical in front of net. Once they get some chances, they need to take the lead and they need to keep the lead, right? So for me, those are the two major factors to continuing this positive streak against Lazio this weekend. Is clinical in front of goal and make sure that you're not conceding cheaply.
We shall see, guys, on this Saturday. And, you know, in the end, Steve, let me close this off. This whole tactic of Milan, right? Whether we take it towards Lazio or not, can we keep on winning the way we've been playing? This whole counterattack, the Allegri style.
Look, I think we can. I think we just need to be able to give the defenders in the midfield some sort of rest and relaxation during the periods of the game. It cannot be 100 miles an hour all the time. If it's 100 miles an hour at a time, we just can't make it in terms of, like, we have a 40-year-old midfielder and we need to find ways where this pressure is limited to certain moments of the game. And I keep on saying moments for in almost every podcast I'm in, because I'm feeling that we're starting to lose and to forget these moments of the game. You understand? Like, there's defensive things that happened in that game yesterday that were fantastic. And then at the end of the game, we said it. We're going to get a foul. It's going to take a minute to take this free kick. Fix your parastiki. Fix your socks. Tie your shoes two times. Double knot. But this is what it is. This is the beauty of Serie A. And the beauty of Calcio is the tactical mind games that are being played. But we can't let referees and the VAR ruin these moments like they almost did in this Derby della Madonnina.
Hopefully not, Steve. Honestly, it's like, that's what I'm only wishing for. We'll see what it goes. Are we ready to go to the rest of the Serie A week 12 results, Stevie P? Siamo pronti e siamo pronti.
Let's go.
Let's get this segment going. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL here in Canada. Se può anche ascoltare in italiano. Stevie P, siamo cominciato la settimana 12. Tantissimo gol. We had Cagliari 3, Genoa 3. A very high scoring goal on this one, but not helping any of these teams here with a 3-3 draw. Then, I don't know, Steve, like I'm the first one I've been saying, like Bologna. Oh, Bologna is doing good. Or we're talking about Bologna because the other teams are not doing very well, or it would be last year. It's like, but again, this Steve, 3-0 against Udinese at home. What do you say about this one?
Yeah, I think it was a good game for Bologna. 3-0 was a very convincing win against pesky Udinese, who seems to only show up against Inter.
That's a very good point, Steve. Then I would like to take you to the post game interview with Signor Spalletti.
Allora, la squadra adesso abbiamo fatto bene, le giocatori.
I can't take this guy's voice, and I was like, I'm remembering when he was in the national team. Steve, what's the story of this game? Juventus not winning, or Fiorentina still without a three point and a win after 12 weeks? Where's the story here?
The bigger story is Fiorentina still without a win, just because this game, as much as I'm a homer for Milan, guys, there was a PK called back here that was absolutely insane. And that's on Vlahovic, and I think there was even another one on Yildiz. And I'm the last person on God's green earth that's going to defend Juventini. But this is, again,
that's true.
We're not understanding at Serie A, FIGC, and Lega Calcio, we're not understanding the moments, guys. And that here, if you're starting to reverse things like a PK that we saw in the Juve game, guys, we're heading down a very, very crickly path, right? Because it could happen to your team, right? Today we laugh at Juve, and then it happens to us, and we're not laughing anymore. This is what the message that I'm trying to pass, and I kept it for the FUBU, the FUBU weekend wrap-up, because it's very important, guys, that the league and soccer in itself as a whole is losing the nostalgic feeling of let the players play. Let what the ref sees on the field be judged, and the VAR should be used to correct mistakes that are clear and obvious. We're forgetting the clear and obvious, guys, and that's dangerous.
Conte si è ripresa la squadra, Steve. Conte, because basically in the last couple of games, Napolitans, they were going crazy. We're shit. We're not doing good. All of a sudden, they're still in that contention of the Scudetto. Paladino's first game at Atalanta, Napoli winning 3-1. A very merited win on this one, because Atalanta looked fucking horrible. Stevie P, si è ripresa la squadra, Conte. What do you say to these comments?
Again, look, this is Napoli coming off the international break. This is the Napoli that we saw last year playing once a week. There's no Champions League games that got in the way of this week's preparation. When Conte has time to prepare, guys, this is the Napoli that you're going to see. And no one could tell me otherwise. So all the Napolitan, this is your reality. Conte can prepare when he has time. Playing more than once a week, this is the Napoli that you're going to get, is what you saw last week and the week before. And Atalanta, guys, I think they need some time. I think Paladino in himself is a good coach. The thing is, guys, is let's be honest. Atalanta, you know, we drew to them 1-1. It was disappointing for us, and we see why it was disappointing, because they looked bad under Juric. They still look bad. He's going to need some time to implement his tactic.
Demi, $5. Looked like Bastoni wanted to grab Bastoni on his own right to the rubble of the G. Thank you. Thank you, Timmy, for the super chat. $5 Canadian on this one. Appreciate it. Parma, excuse me. Parma winning 2-1 in La Casa del de Verona. Then we take it to Steve. I need to bring up again. I know we poked fun at Roma when we beat them, but nobody's been talking about Roma, Stevie P. Nobody's been talking about them. I know it's Cremonese. And by the way, Cremonese only shows up against Milan. Do we need to start thinking of Roma as a Scudetto contender? Let's be honest. I know it's only 12 games, but...
For me, no.
They're there.
For me, no. They consider the top of the table now... It's going to catch up to them at a certain point. They've, you know, I think they lost against Milan. They lost against Inter. I'm not 100% sure if they've either played Juve or Napoli, but I would assume that those were the losses as well. But this just proves to the point that if you take care of business in the other games, the others will kind of eat themselves up, and you'll be able to accumulate the points to sit at the top of the table. But at a certain point, this will catch up. The scontri diretti, especially in l'andata, are become very important, right? So I think for Roma, I don't believe in them now in terms of Scudetto contenders. It will have to be right after January and see what if they're still up there or if they slide. But right now, again, let's call a spade a spade. They're taking good. Care of business and playing well and taking up their points. But for me, not Scudetto contenders.
Lazio, as we spoke before, 2-0 at home against Lecce. Obviously, the Inter Milan game. Guys, today finished off with Como 5-1 against Torino. What did they call it, Steve? Namanita in Torino. Como, are we seeing another Monza that for a couple of years they do good and all of a sudden they go back? You think this project's for real?
No, Como is for real. They have owners with deep pockets. They're sitting in a Serie A where they can spend. They have the money to spend. I think they will just continue to grow that project as long as Fabregas is there. This 5-1 and 2-2 in Pisa, I have trouble understanding that we're very quick to react when Serie A goes a weekend where we have no goals. But when we have a week that has a lot of goals, no one says anything. No Gazzetta dello Sport, no Corriere dello Sport.
EPL is the best league in the world, Steve.
No social media from anybody. No, we beat a record here, we beat a record there. This is the hypocrisy of today, and what we're doing is that when Serie A is entertaining, we say nothing, but once Serie A is up for the punches, we go and we punch hard. So these are the goals, guys. So like if you watched Como and Torino, guys, a 5-1 win, thrashing Torino at home, for me, guys, at a certain point, that's not entertaining for me. So I don't know if people have EPL-anitis, and again, I know FUBU takes care of EPL, but I want now, tomorrow, on the front of Gazzetta dello Sport, in today's Everton and Manchester United game, where two of the Everton players slapped each other in the face and one of them got red carded for slapping his own teammate. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I want to see it on front of the mirror. I want to see
and
it in front of...
1-0.
And they still and Manchester United still lost. They still lost. They still lost. Everton killed themselves and still won the game. Now, guys, tell me, if that's entertaining...
It's the best league in the world, Steve.
If that is entertaining, guys, honestly, everybody knows I'm not a wrestling guy. But if that's entertaining, guys, you might as well tune into Netflix and WWE Raw or fucking SmackDown whenever they do it, because it's the exact same thing. I'm sorry, Vinny. This is what frustrates me about that.
I get you, Steve.
I lose my shit because we're ready to jump on the Serie A, and we jump on the Serie A
for every
little thing that they do. But now the EPL, they have two guys from the same team who slap each other out, which, if I'm not mistaken, is not the first time that it's happened in the EPL that they're slapping each other out. And we're gonna pretend that nothing happened because Everton still beat Manchester United. Boop.
And Sassuolo, Pisa, finishando 2-2. Lots of scores in there. And, you know, let's close off this Fubo.tv segment. Stevie P, I know Fiorentina is the easy answer on this one. But, Steve, give me your... Let's go with a positivity, because you guys always tell me I'm the glass half full kind of guy. It's a derby win. We're positive. Who's your pleasantly surprised team on this one after 12 weeks?
Honestly, after the first couple of weeks, I did not think that Sassuolo would be in ninth place in the top 10.
No, I was going to say the exact same. Like, good for them. Good for them. 17 points. Sassuolo in ninth place coming back from Serie B. So that would be your pleasantly surprised and your biggest disappointment other than Fiorentina.
Yeah, we're going to put Fiorentina. That's obvious for everybody. I think seeing Atalanta in 13th is not something that I would think that they would be there for long. And I hope for Paladino he doesn't stay there long. Bologna 2. Faz says Bologna at 5. Look, yeah. I thought they would tinker around there. But the other big surprise is, again, according to everybody, Juventus was Scudetto favorites and everything, but they sit in 7th. So.
And ladies and gents, on that note, let's see where we got our little things here. Guys, on this, we did the city. This is week 12. We're going to go to week 13 next week, Saturday's game. Let's close this off because I want to ask Stevie P about a couple of things here. Sorry. The StreamYard is not happening. Scusate, guys. Scari, on that note, that was your Fubo.tv segment of the week. Your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. Stevie P, let's just say you're in Montreal. Or around the world, for that matter, and you're looking for a good quality shirt. You're looking for a good quality shirt, and you are a fan of Serie A. You could be a Milanista, you could be an Interista, you could be a Juventino, Romanista. Where would these people buy themselves a original, beautiful quality T-shirt that, by the way, are all over the world as we speak right now? Stevie P, it's in the comments, guys. Talk to us about Vintage Pitch, man.
Yeah, thank you, Vinny. Vintage Pitch, guys. Again, repeating it, and I will continue to repeat it because I believe in the project. Passion Project, guys. VintagePitch.com. Guys, it's where the story. That's our lingo. That's what we're going with. Every design, guys, it touches a bit of tradition, a bit of class, and a bit of originality, obviously. We want to stay away from anything that would, you know, compromise that class and that quality. Guys, the fit is made. The fit is made. And, you know, Frank GPT is the best salesman that I have out there. That's for sure.
He won himself a second one. He's a medium. Absolutely. No,
he
won
himself a second one. Guys, we have everything from, you know, Milan tees to Derby tees, Calcio and Cucina, where we mix Calcio and food. Guys, we have Legends. You know, we're gonna give you the scoop. We're going front to back. We're doing our designs on the back and a little small decal in the front that's gonna change things up a bit. We're gonna have some World Cup T-shirts, guys, and we're doing some great stuff with some collaborations, guys. The Vintage Bitch Milan Weekly Podcast collaboration should be up by the middle of this week. In time for Black Friday sales, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Vintage Pitch is also partaking in Black Friday. In Black Friday sales. So check us out, guys. VintagePitch.com, at Vintage Pitch on Instagram, and at Vintage Pitch app on TikTok.
Mais nous autres aussi, on t'aime. Salim Kou, je vous aime. Guys, it's not because he's one of my best friends. I've bought so many t-shirts in my life. A lot of wrestling t-shirts, which you're going to be seeing on my little segments. The wrestling t-shirts that I bought for $30, $40 that I've been washing for the last 10 years. And guys, these t-shirts are quality. The way they feel on the body, the collar. Like to me, like the collar is a very big thing for me. CVP, I got myself the Derby one. I got the Dorosoneri one. You guys, have a look, please, in the Vintage Pitch and Black Friday deals, you said, Steve. Vintage Pitch will be 5% more expensive. They reverse everything. But guys, no, seriously, take a look at the Vintage Pitch and support your local guys from over here, right? And definitely top-notch quality. Steve, Vinnie Mancini, he's the only one that's not drunk after the Derby win, because he's the only one that sent us a question. He has two of them. He has two of them, right? If Rabiot was not on the pitch yesterday, do you think Milan would have still walked out with a positive result? And I like this question because a lot of the guys in the comment just said, you know, like we're talking about, like, you know, take out Magnan, take out Pulisic. A lot of them did say Rabiot. The fact that we did not hear Fofana or criticize him, what do you say to his question?
I think no. I don't think we get the result if Rabiot's not there. I think he just brings more stability to that midfield. I think he lessens the workload on Modric, and he actually makes and forces Fofana to play his role. So Rabiot on the ball, super strong. You see him, you know, in that infamous Kivu blocking his throw-in. That's him holding the ball up and someone just poking it out and him trying to react and take a quick throw-in. So the smarts again, going to be straightforward and out there. Am I a huge Rabiot fan? No. Maybe because he was on Juve, and you know, every time we got a Juve outcast, it didn't really end up well. So am I a big fan? But watching him, you know, more attentively day in, day out, starting to respect his game and what he does. And you know, the guy has a touch and he's in the French national team for a reason. I would like him to be more offensive, to be quite frank. I would like to see him, you know, try to get more of an offensive production from him. And let's see if he can have that passing range and, you know, try to get on the end of either Leao or Pulisic, who seem to be the two strikers that we're going to use.
Vinny, I don't know if you're trying to push buttons and make Stevie P get mad, but should Milan draft another formal complaint to the FIGC for the amount of officiating errors that could have changed the outcome of this match? VAR continues to fail Milan, but succeed for others. Steve, I think this is just, you could complain all you want, nothing's going to change. VAR seems to be a good thing for most of the leagues out there, but us, ça marche pas. Do you think any good would come from these complaints of FIVC? Because we've seen at the beginning, remember Rocky coming out in the first weeks? Yeah, ci stanno errore, and they put the guys in Serie B. Nothing's changed, Steve. Nothing's changed. And what I'm afraid of is that, okay, guys, let's be honest. We won a derby. There was bad calls. I get it. But if these kind of games happen, 7 games left to the season, 5 games, we can't have this anymore. Would you make another complaint, or is this like a kind of a thing? Like, keep on complaining. Keep on complaining if something's going to change.
Again, I don't know how it works. What the paperwork is like there. For me, I would just, I would almost take exactly what I said, not because it's me who said it, but transcribe it into something a little bit more professional and just say we're losing touch of the moments of the game and we're losing touch when the ref made or did not make a call, and he was right to not make that call, and we're just relying on VAR to see things maybe in super slow motion where they don't seem to appear the way they happened at real-time speed. And it affects his judgment, and he thinks he has to make that call. complain, yes. The thing is that FIGC, in a nutshell, which, guys, by the way, FIGC, thank you. And Italy losing to Norway, thank you. Because we beat a record in Milan Weekly podcast history where we're reaching 85,000 to 90,000 views for a rant that made me lose my nuggets on. And I lost like 10 years of my life. Right? So,
can you guys please, by the way, Stevie P, you know, he's a star, guys, over what, 80,000 views on Instagram with your rant on Italy. And for a rant like that to go, well, to us viral, because we never had anything over like 80,000 views, a lot of people feel your sentiment, Steve.
Absolutely. And again, it's FIGC the problem, right? So it's FIGC that needs to, you know, soccer in itself does not need to be scared to be able to look at the rules and manipulate rules and try to make the game better. Other sports have done it. Other, you know, hockey has made changes to the rules to make the game faster and better. Baseball even made rule changes to speed up the game. You know, football does it all the time. It seems like soccer in itself is scared to do that for some reason. And yes, they try to implement stuff like VAR, but it's not done in the proper way. I think soccer in general as a whole needs to look at itself and try to make this game, you know, not gamify it, not make it an arcade game. We don't want to play EAFC when we're watching these games. We want to still see humans on the pitch and humans playing this game and human emotion. But at a certain point, you need to start looking at things and start making changes so that you're not talked about for the wrong reasons in the newspapers.
In the end, Steve, closing this off, our final derby reactions. I know maybe to the eyes of the world, this game, and by the way, kudos to Compare Franco with that beautiful DSN video that aired in Italy. I know we saw this game in a different way. What do you think the eyes of the world saw on this derby? Did they appreciate maybe il catenaccio, il calcio, or do you think it's, to us it was, I'm not saying it was a fantastic game. Don't get me wrong, Steve. But what do you think the a non-Serie A viewer would have seen on this game? I just wanted to get your opinion on that one, and let's celebrate this derby one final time.
So you hit the hammer right on the nail there. That's the problem, Vinny. The problem is I don't think the world saw this game. And this is my final call to everybody. This is my final reaction to the derby. There's guys like Franco in New York, Timmy in Boston, you know, Mark in Boston, sorry. Timmy in Toronto with the guys Frank and Maurizio. Guys, there's people out there that create content and do stuff for the love of Serie A and calcio. It's up to Serie A to tap into these guys, right? So they're tapping into guys like Franco and making them do fantastic commercials, but they only air in Italy. You understand? We need to get them we need to get them straight from the source. Well, unfortunately, the source... Let me finish. There's a lot of people, Vinny, that create a lot of top content for Serie A, right?
Yeah.
You know, and we can go, you know, new people that I've met. Diba Alexa, she's a fantastic Canadian girl. She does a lot of stuff for Juve. There's my buddy that I said, Biagio. He creates stuff for Lazio, right? There's so many people that are creating content for Italy and for Serie A in English or in other languages. You know, Marco, AC Milan Zone in Switzerland. There's so many, Nima and, you know, and Carlo doing the whole Italian stuff, right? Yeah, they're on a higher platform, you know, the IFTVs are on a higher platform. But the IFTVs and the Nimas and all these other people have to realize there's people under them that are still creating top content and just need a chance. And we need to be able to work together. And not Stevie P having to F-bomb FIGC for a minute and a half to get views. You understand? Because EPL and all that stuff, they do that thing a little bit better than we do. They kind of work together and make sure that everybody's getting that recognition. But Serie A and the Serie A clubs need to look at the English-style content and say, this is tapping into another market that the Italians have taken over, and they do a really good job of. But the English side of it needs to be tapped if they want the world to see that derby.
Then you have Serie A flagging people on Instagram and the, you know what? You don't want your content to be shared. And Steve, I'm going to give a shout out at least to CBS Sports that did a watch party. Like, they had Indonesia in there. They had New York. Kudos to Fabio on there. But no, we're out there, Milan. We're out there. And yes, Italy has that big fan base, but it would be Indonesia, Canada, the United States. I think I even saw Malaysia at one point, even with, you know, a lot of fans out there. It's just like, give us a chance. Give us a chance because we're out there. Milan-Lazio on Saturday, CVP. Until then, we will enjoy this derby. Guys, don't forget, would it be Vintage Pitch in the comments? Would it be supporting us on Patreon? Thank you to all our super chats, your comments here today, guys. We'll take this. And I completely forgot. I don't know if anybody noticed. Right at the bottom here. At the bottom, right over here, guys. 3,000 subscribers. We broke it on the road to 4,000. Guys, it's all because of you. Whether going from YouTube, going from Patreon, from our WhatsApp groups, everything. Thank you so very much for the support. And like, we love you guys. Thank you so very much for everything. Let's get that number to 4K. Away it is. And CVP is telling me to wrap it up. Steve, parting shots. Let's end the stream. Let's go.
Ovunque sempre. Forza Milan.
Ciao, guys.